I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Southeast New Mexico took another political blow when Jim Townsend, the state representative from Artesia, who was the House floor leader since 2015, did not seek re-election to that post at the recent Republican caucus meetings. And he tells us why.
I just decided that it was time for someone else to give her a whirl. I saw a change in the whip level. Jason Harper moving in to take over Rod Montoya's seat. There was a move on by some to replace him.
And at that point, Townsend felt he needed to step down.
If it wasn't good enough for Rod, it probably wasn't good enough for Jim either. And so Jim ought to step down and let somebody else have it. Still a state representative in District 54. I'll serve my term.
Ryan Lane, an attorney from Aztec, will be the new GOP floor leader. A 17-year-old Hobbs High School male is accused of punching a resource officer in the face while attempting to break up a fight between two females at the school on October 31st. That, according to police records, the two females, ages 16 and 17, were engaged in a scuffle. Each were charged with battery, which is a misdemeanor. The resource officer was not seriously hurt, other than having his eyeglasses knocked off. A Brittany alert has been issued for 14-year-old Kyler Fernandez of Carlsbad. Eddy County Sheriff's Office said Fernandez was last seen in the 300 block of East Orchard around noon on Sunday. Fernandez is about 5'9". He has brown eyes and long, dirty blonde hair. That according to the Brittany alert. He was last seen wearing a red sweatshirt with black polka dots and sweatpants when he went missing. Anyone with information on his whereabouts are asked to call the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. 19-year-old Luis Sanchez of El Paso, a fugitive wanted in connection with a capital case in El Paso, was arrested in Roswell on Friday from information produced through Roswell Police and the U.S. Marshal's Office. He was arrested at a family residence in the 600 block of West Tilton. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.